Dublin's easy place to relax. The What's On Guide to the Weekend. It's Saturday Live. A couple of weeks ago, Paul from Windy Ridge Garden Centre dropped in to give us some very useful advice on how to get our lawns summer ready. And now that we have the lawns in, well, under control at this stage, we're looking at some of the bits and pieces we can use to decorate our gardens, to fill in those beds, pop in those pots, and bring a bit of summer colour. Paul, great to have you back.
Yeah, great to be in.
From Windy Ridge Garden Centre. And the studio is full of beautiful scents of some of these alpine flowers and plants you've brought in to give us a look at as to what to fill in our gardens with. So I suppose, broadly speaking, alpine plants are the way to go, yeah?
Well, all plants are for different things, but alpines are generally the first to flower because they're sort of the ground cover things. So the first to come in with spring, they generally come in after the likes of the bulbs that have come in. They're generally in a space in the garden that you don't want height. It's maybe just outside your patio and stuff like that, beside your barbecue. You don't want too much height, but you do want colour and you want sort of a bit of interest. Oftentimes, if you have a sloping back garden, they're also great for that. In between rocks and that kind of stuff, and they sort of brighten up your mood.
And what about in terms of the odours and the smells? What sort of are the more pungent of the type of plants?
So what I brought in today, the herbs are always generally your most pungent. Any of the kind of salvias, any of your lavenders. So beside you there, I have rosemary, and I have given you some thyme. So today will be two of the strongest. And rosemary is such an incredible one. You've got upright rosemary and you've trailing, which is the prostrata, and it produces a beautiful blue flower. So if you have sort of a decking area and there's sort of something slightly high and you want stuff to hang over, go with rosemary, and it's evergreen all year round, produces a blue flower and gives you that really, really strong smell, which is lovely.
And in terms of maintenance of these, are they easy to keep?
Very easy. Alpines are generally look after themselves. If they like kind of free draining soil, slightly moist but like dry, so lots of rocks and grit in there, and they don't like to compete with other stuff, so they won't work well under big trees or any of that kind of stuff that right. There's a lot of roots and a lot of stuff in like that. I brought in one that would work quite well there, which is vinca. So if you have a very dry area and nothing else will work, try vinca. It's a very low ground cover, produces a blue, a white flare and that kind of stuff, so it's a really good one. But in general they like full sun as well, so not too shady, so an area that's facing sun, and it'll just give you a bit of colour and low ground cover.
And what about, let's say, pruning, and how long will these flower for?
Generally, alpines, you don't need a huge amount of pruning, but there's no harm to give them a slight prune after they finish flowering. Generally, alpines will do different things, but generally spring flowering, there's no harm to give them a cut back after them, because generally things, if you cut them back, you often get a second flush, which is the beauty. And if you don't cut them back, you're less likely to get that second flush. So what it does is by cutting them back, it says, oh, I've been cut back, I need to spurt again, and
right.
I need to produce more flowers, and they need to reproduce, and that really sort of gets your plants going again.
Because I think those of us who are a little less experienced in terms of gardening are afraid to touch them, aren't we? See a lovely bloom and we don't want to go at them with the secateurs too
but it's
much.
Just after they finish flowering, it's like the likes of, so you'll have a couple of early flowering clematis like Just Joey, Avalanche, the Armandii now, so they'll have all just started to finish flowering, so no harm cutting them back, and next year you'll get a much better bloom on them. But oftentimes there's likes of salvia and lavender, you cut them back after they produce a flower, they'll flower again and they'll flower stronger and more sort of dense and give a better show.
What about watering your garden? What advice would you give us? Do we water enough? Do we overwater generally?
Every garden is different, so I can't say that it certain spots. Generally, pots you will always have to keep an eye on, especially through the summer periods, because they don't have all the moisture in the ground around them to sort of soak it up. There's systems now that you can put in place that are on timers with little drippers, and they're amazing. So you go away on holidays, you set your tap to go come on once a day for half an hour, and you don't waste as much water because they're going straight into the pot.
So do you have a little network of hoses buried around the place to help with that?
Little things in. Also, trays are amazing. So if you, because also you fill up the tray, the plant will suck up the water when it needs. So that's another really good tip. But yeah, keep an eye out. Sometimes we get very dry spells, even in the spring, and it just get out with the hose, just certain parts of the garden. But in general, most of the garden should be okay.
Paul from Windy Ridge Gardens Centre. As always, thanks for coming in. You might come in later on during the summer for a chat.
Yeah, would love to when the weather gets even warmer again, we can talk about the summer plants, and we can talk about, there's lots, there's garden is endless, and I'm more than happy to.
We'll have your garden looking fabulous. Thanks so much, Paul. Appreciate you coming in. Sunshine 106.8, the What's On Guide to the Weekend on Saturday Live.